The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 14th of February. In your Squiz today, North Korea and nuclear weapons, record snow in Hawaii, the return of Operation Sovereign Borders, and how Valentine's Day came to be. This is your Squiz today. Last year in June, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and US President Donald Trump travelled to Singapore for a highly publicised summit, the first ever between the leaders of the two countries. Out of that summit came the hope that North Korea would look to denuclearise. Yesterday, America's top commander on the Korean Peninsula briefed US senators and basically said that's not happening.
Yeah, and I guess the key word that you've used there is hoped that they would denuclearise. Mm. It was difficult to get firm agreements, even though they agreed to a lot of things in principle, which included North Korea giving up a lot of that nuclear arsenal that they'd built up over the years. And what General Robert Abrams said in evidence at a US Senate hearing yesterday was that little progress is being made, and in fact, if anything, they're actually building up their nuclear capabilities. So even though Donald Trump is out there really singing Kim Jong-un's praises at the moment, which seems like a bit of pre-positioning before this meeting.
Yeah, those leaders are meeting again on the 27th and 28th of February in Vietnam. We were only talking yesterday about the fact we aren't big swearers day to day, but this next one is a massive WTF story. North Koreans gift each other crystal meth for Lunar New Year.
Yes, apparently North Korean, the government actually was in the manufacturing business of ice right up until the mid-2000s. And while it's now illegal there, there's plenty of people who are involved in that government program who know how to make it. And apparently it's widespread use is still an open secret. So, yeah, apparently it's a custom
there you go.
For a gift this Lunar New Year, as it has been in the past.
Well, that's different. Back here, the fallout from the Medivac bill being passed in the House on Tuesday and in the Senate yesterday has seen Scott Morrison announce the reopening of the Christmas Island Detention Centre. That's in anticipation of new boat arrivals.
And reports this morning say that the government is preparing to move 300 refugees from Manus Island and Nauru, who are likely to be recommended for transfer almost immediately. So that's where the Christmas Island Detention Centre comes into play. The local council isn't particularly thrilled about that. They say they're not really equipped to deal with people with complex medical needs, but that's certainly a step the government has taken. And it was interesting yesterday to see a number of sort of old themes, I guess, coming back. Operation Sovereign Borders was definitely back in public parlance in Parliament House yesterday. It's really just to describe the government's border security approach that includes offshore processing as well as the turning back of boats and the regional resettlement of refugees, and Labor says that they're still committed to that.
And while we're in Canberra, Pauline Hanson made a statement in the Senate on Tuesday night accusing another senator of serious sexual harassment. Brian Burston, who was a One Nation senator and is now with Clive Palmer's party, indicated she was referring to him. He denied all the claims and then accused her of sexual harassment. Pauline Hanson's chief of staff and Burston then had an altercation last night in which Burston cut his hand. There was blood on a door. I mean, it's all just a bit crazy.
It's really ugly and messy, and it has a bit of a way to go, I'd imagine.
Let's move on. Now, Hawaii is not a place I associate with snow.
No, and it has had snow in the past. In fact, it seems to get snow quite regularly. But what happened yesterday is that snow was recorded at the lowest level that they've seen on Maui, and that's a record on top of other quite significant weather records that Hawaii has broken in the last 12 months or so. They've taken the US record for the most rain in a 24-hour period. They had three tropical storms last year, also in the last week or so recorded the strongest wind in the state's history. They had winds of more than 300 kilometres an hour last week, so quite unusual.
All of this on top of the eruption of the Kilauea volcano in the middle of last year, which destroyed hundreds of homes as well. They've really copped it. Shannon Gabriel from the West Indies has been called out by English cricket captain Joe Root for apparently using a homophobic slur during a test match in the West Indies.
We don't know what he actually said, and Root has refrained from elaborating publicly on that, but Gabriel has been sanctioned for breaching the code of conduct, so we can assume that it's something certainly that was against the rules of the game anyway. But yeah, Joe Root really was in the public spotlight yesterday. He received quite widespread praise for stepping up when he responded to Gabriel that you shouldn't use it. What he said is, don't use it as an insult. There's nothing wrong with being gay. So really lots of people praising him for his leadership and just good conduct.
Yeah, some good news for cricket. Some more good news is that this is the last day I'm going to ask you to vote for us in the Australian Podcast Awards. Voting closes today. Head to AustralianPodcastAwards.com to do so. A huge thank you to everyone who has voted. Time is precious, as we both know. So taking the time to do that is something we really appreciate. And on that note, it's Valentine's Day, Claire. You've given Squizzes a link to the history of the day in the email. Goes way back.
It goes way back. St. Valentine was a martyr. He was really famous for secretly marrying Christian couples who were being persecuted by the ruler of the day back in Roman times. And, yeah, that apparently the day before his death he wrote to the jailer's daughter who he fell in love with and signed off "from your Valentine," and really from there it took on a thing. But it wasn't until the 1913, the early 1900s, when a card company that you might have heard of called Hallmark started mass producing cards, and really it took off in that commercial vein from there.
Yeah, it's a little bit commercial, it's a little bit romantic. The subject line.
Well, given it is Valentine's Day, Kate, one for you. You're the person I, you know, first speak to every morning, probably the longest relationship I've had for a while. Here's Amy Shark's "All Loved Up in a World I Can't Explain."
Yeah, so, well, sometimes our world is a bit inexplicable.
Exactly. We give it a go.
At 5 a.m. every morning.
Yeah.
Oh, we give it a go. I love that song too. Really like it. I think that's her best.
Yeah, it gets in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. If you like the Squiz Today podcast, please tell people about it. The more people listening, the better. Have a great Thursday, everyone, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.